we used to use the car, the multi-story car parks when it was wet. And yeah, just anywhere in town that looks like the places that we saw in the magazines. Without me knowing it, I think it's because when you're skateboarding, you're in that moment. Nothing else matters. A game changer.
Big injection of energy into the sport, massive. Isn't it? Loads of new people flooding in, and some kind of indoor option at this stage is really important to keep that flow going within the sport, and just so that there's an alternative. Already, the Kennevy has made Jersey a real destination for visiting skateboarders, and if they'll just get on and sort town out as well. And also for the kids that are, especially in schools around town.
But it might be that if someone hasn't found their thing, they could very easily, there's a good chance they'll find it within skateboarding and the surrounding culture.
And then you get, it's like a bit of a gift for life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sportscast Jersey. Today we are joined by Natalie Mayer of Skatespace and Phil Minty of Skateboard Jersey. How are we doing, both of you?
Very good, thank
you. Yeah. Good stuff. I start with this question no matter who my guest or guests are. Have you always been sporty, the both of you?
Yeah, I guess so. I started with the normal sports you start with in school, and I made decisions for myself and went into skateboarding.
And how about you?
I'm fairly sporty, but actually my interest in skateboarding has come more from a photographic perspective, because I used to photograph snowboarding. And the sports are similar and there's no snow here, so I've diverted my interest to the local possibility.
For you guys, obviously we're here to speak about skateboarding, but for you, Natalie, it's through the photography. But where did you first see skateboarding and think, wow, I really like this is something I really enjoy doing or seeing?
I used to see Phil and his mates around and think they were really cool.
Yeah, we used to basically find anywhere we could skate around town, and we used to use the multi-story car parks when it was wet, and just anywhere in town that looked like the places that we saw in the magazines.
Yeah, amazing. What would you say, obviously, is a starter kind of question, what's so good about skateboarding? What made you fall in love with it?
I think it's maybe, without me knowing it, I think it's because when you're skateboarding, you're in that moment. Nothing else matters. So you're not thinking about the homework that's got to be in or anything like that. You're just thinking about what you've got to do to get through this trick, or as you approach that obstacle, or as you roll away.
Yeah.
I like the lack of rules about it. So it's just a free-for-all. You do what you want. And the more you learn about it, you understand the nuance of what looks nice and what's cool. And it's been interesting, like having sort of followed it for about 20 years now, like watching the progression of the sport and how it changes and how tricks change and how people like to look back and look forward. And I just think it's a cool sport.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Also, it goes wide as well. So a lot of people start skateboarding because it looks fun and exciting and they'll have a go and they won't necessarily gel with it. But then they might see that, I can film this, or I can edit some film, or I can play some music that goes with the video. So it's kind of like a springboard into a creative sort of culture.
Yeah, I was going to say that for the creative kind of world, it's probably this big sport for them, because you can obviously with the skills and the tricks and that side of things. But when I think about skateboarding, I always think videos as well. And as you were saying, that side of things. So I want to just touch on something Natalie said and how the sports kind of developed, and explain that a bit more to those who might not know skateboarding as much.
From my perspective, when I got most interested in skateboarding was in my early 20s, and I was hanging around with skateboarders who are sort of 30 years old, and they used to talk about cool tricks from about 15 years before then. And those tricks, my kid's 15 now, and the tricks that he knows about are so different to those ones. But I tell him what I know from back then, and I can name things that he has no idea. And it's just this fun kind of historical, and it's a little bit comedy, you know, they're old school tricks and they laugh at them a little bit, but there's also a lot of respect in that. And it's just nice that this how it's developed and that different age groups have a completely different knowledge base about what's out there.
Amazing, amazing. Obviously, the big news for I think most people in the island will know about it, the new skate park at La Canavé. How good is it to see that? I just obviously, Phil, you were talking about how you did it in car parks and stuff like that. So, how good is it to see a kind of home for skateboarding in Jersey?
It's really good. It's probably one of the best places I've skated, and I've been around the world to and seen and skated a lot of really famous places. But that skate park has an element of so many excellent spots, and the talent that has kind of been progressing very slowly has just rocketed since that has opened, and it's also attracting new people, and everyone's really hyped on it, so it's a game changer.
A big injection of energy into the
Yeah,
sport, isn't it?
massive.
Loads of new people flooding in, and just generally, like, really nice to have a great place to go. And you know, I pop up in my lunchtime sometimes, and there's always a little lunchtime crew, and then I'll take my 6-year-old after school, and my 15-year-old always rocks up at some point, and there's always different things going on all the time and different age groups, which is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And ha obviously, it was a long time coming. And how pleased are you that the work actually did go in, the approval went in to build it? Obviously, it would have been a lot of hard work and obviously talk about wanting somewhere to have the home and a new improved facility. So how pleased were you even before it was built that it was being built?
Very pleased. I reckon Phil's probably been part of the campaign for about 20 years.
Various campaigns. So there was the town skate park was opened in 2008, and there was a campaign for years before that. So it's kind of an ongoing campaign. And yeah, there's more to come as well, which is quite exciting.
We'll touch on that in a bit. But
Okay.
but I want to touch on something that you said about a new faces appearing out of nowhere, and obviously that's brilliant for the sport, that's brilliant for any sport, but how good is skateboarding for that? And to start a new sport, if you're maybe not wanting to do football, rugby, cricket, the mainstream sport.
Skateboarding is really effective at picking up on the people that don't really fit into team sports. It's more individual, and yet it's a lot of individuals together. So it's got a strong community of individuals rather than a team. So we've been running the girl skate sessions on Tuesday nights. And since we started that back in May, we've been able to run 15 sessions now. We ask people to sign in when they come in. We've had 260 odd sign-ins, of which a third of them have been new users. So it's really
That's
attractive,
amazing.
and yeah, it's really working.
Yeah, amazing. How much have you enjoyed it? I had that down as a question and it was next, so you fit it in brilliantly. So no, but how good has that session been, and even seeing girls come back and develop their skills? as well.
It's really rewarding. It's just so pleasing to see someone turn up without a clue and be scared of everything, and just a glimmer of when they get it, and it's just so good to see.
I bring my six-year-old daughter to the session, and there's about 3 6-year-olds girls now, isn't there?
Yeah.
And it's just so nice watching them all motivating each other, and they've got this one trick that they're trying, and they get in a little train, and one goes and the next goes and the next goes, and none of them ever quite make it yet.
Yeah.
But for 3 or 4 weeks they just get in this little session together, and you can just see, like, it's just great to watch them go again and again and again, and they're learning, you know, learning how to learn basically, and learning how to motivate themselves to just keep pushing on. Eventually one of them's going to crack it, and then it's going to be a massive triumph.
Yeah, definitely. And that, I guess that's where the sorry, I guess that's where the team part of it comes in, and the encouragement, and that, and it's good to build those skills within these girls as well. It's not just skateboarding, but it's life skills as well.
Yeah.
Persistence and resilience and determination and all that.
Absolutely. Natalie, you've recently been to Sweden as well. I've seen that on Twitter. Let's talk about that trip and why you went with the group that you did.
I saw an opportunity in the Rivington Fund, which is a fund that you can apply to have a historical or art-based experience if you couldn't otherwise afford it. And I had previously been to Malmo and knew that it was a real epicenter of skateboard culture, and there's exhibitions happening. There's a school there where they use skateboarding as a medium for learning. And the government has really supported lots of different DIY street spots to appear, and also a lot of skateable sculptures around the town. So I knew that it fit the art and history elements of that fund, even though skateboarding on the surface could seem like it's just a sport, but we know it's not. So I found a crew of kids that fitted the criteria for that, and they've had a long-standing interest in skateboarding and liked to film, liked to photograph, into the art. We were 10 people in the end, and we went for 6 nights to Malmo. It was an amazing experience for everyone. We had ages between 15 and 30, so a real diverse group of kids and adults.
Yeah, amazing. How important is it to get skateboarders, current skateboarders, to learn about the past of the sport as well?
I mean, if they want to, nothing has to happen, but it's really nice when it can, and to be able to have facilitated something like that, where it was a chance for kids that had only skated in Jersey, some of them, to then plant them somewhere where it's a real epicenter of their sport and just expand their knowledge and blow their minds is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And in general, skateboarding, as you mentioned there, as Phil's mentioned, it's a sport for all ages. And how good is that as a selling point for the sport? Because you could be 10 starting, but you could also be 30, 40, even older starting. How good is that?
Yeah, it's great. Great. It's for a community perspective, to hang out with people in different age groups is a really amazing thing, and everyone learns from each other, which is really nice.
Yeah, lots of the people that come to the Girl Skate sessions bring their children because they used to skate and they recognise the value of it. And I'd say at least half of them are convinced that they're too old for it. But just the energy at those sessions makes them think, hang on, I might have a go actually. And it's just really good to see. It's like a fountain of youth.
Well,
people are more cautious when they're over 21.
Yeah. Right. You don't want to fall over. Skate space. Obviously, winter in Jersey can be harder. The weather's not as good, not as many places to be. People might not want to go to the skate park if it's raining or what have you. So let's talk about the idea behind the skate space and what the big project is about.
So obviously with how great the outdoor park is and all the new users flooding to it, we knew that come winter when it rains, it's not that people don't want to skateboard in the rain, it's that you can't. It just, you know, your skateboard can't get wet and you just slide everywhere. So it just doesn't work. So we knew that an indoor spot would be popular. Also, Phil sees it, especially running the girl sessions every week, is that for a long run, even through the summer months, is that it just rained. So everyone got motivated. He had a nice crew of girls coming. And then I think for 3 or 4 weeks, it was rained
up. Four sessions
were cancelled for rain early summer.
In July and August as well, when you don't expect it to be.
So we don't need a massive indoor skate park, although one would be nice in a nice St. Helier location up on a hill somewhere would be great, But some kind of indoor option at this stage is really important to keep that flow going within the sport, and just so that there's an alternative. And just really by some luck, we were introduced to the Methodist congregation who were looking for somebody to occupy their massive empty church in St. Juan. And although we would have loved a town location, it's too good to say no to this one spot. So we've spent the last year doing what it takes to get that through planning. It's in planning at the moment. And we hope by the end of this month, actually, we'll have the answer to the answer, basically, to go ahead. Yeah.
And you say about the flow, but just how important is it to keep the momentum going? As Phil would have found out, it with the rain over the summer, that they would have been buzzing, they would have been enjoying it, would have been loving it, and then they can't come. How important is it to keep that kind of buzz around the sport for the newcomers?
It's vital, because one, just a couple of months of wintry weather could divert their attention into, oh, actually, I prefer playing computer games. And I would just be so sad and lose that positive vibe.
Yeah.
And the better you get at skateboarding, I think the more fun it is as well. So when you have like big lulls in your learning.
Yeah, it takes you back. Like if I'm also a runner, and if I have to take a week off, or if I skip a week, I lose about a month's worth of fitness. So to be wet and dark for 2 months, it's a big step back to learn again.
Also, we have studied the weather statistics of the island, and there's actually more than half of the days of the year are rainy. And when the concrete's wet, you can't use it. So even if it just rains in the morning, you still have to wait for it to dry. So it's just have an indoor alternative that can get used on those days for the keenest people, and for sessions like Phil's and skateboard jersey run coaching sessions, and people book in, and to have them book in and not be able to run the session is just absolute disaster, really.
Yeah, that's happened before. You turn up to start the session and it just rains and everyone has to go home. It's just
just need a key to a skate space.
It sounds vital, and it sounds like logical thing to do is to build it and to get people to build it and they will come, kind of thing. Also, I want to touch, obviously, physical health it's good for, but mental health, as all sport, but skateboarding not different, is key for. How important, again, if the indoor space isn't there, and you say half the year of training, it's going to affect people and it's going to bring people down that they can't go out there, can't skate. How important is mental health, or the positive impact on mental health for skateboarding as well?
I think so. Yeah,
we're better, you know, it's better to put the money into stopping the problems from happening. Yeah. And there's no doubt that even for myself, I work a lot alone at home, editing photos on my computer. And when I get bored now, I pop to the skate park and I see some people in my lunchtime. And it's not people that I've scheduled to meet. It's not people that I would normally schedule to meet. But every time I go there, I chat to someone, and it's just a little boost in the day. And we just need that ability to be sociable. So we need to encourage that in every way, rather than just staying at home and getting in the doldrums. You just go out and it's that little boost that everybody needs.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of skateboarding, obviously a lot of it, or a lot that we've been talking about, has been kind of for the fun of the sport, for recreational in a way. But is there a competitive side to skateboarding as well?
Yes, there is. I met with Canterbury School last week, and they want to do an inter-house skate competition, as they've done already for
Yes.
surfing. And so it can that can build up from all the well, it goes all the way up to Olympics. So yeah, it's starting to get competitive over here, but I think that it's not so seriously competitive because to see someone do an amazing trick is pleasing for the viewer as well as the person doing the trick. So it's kind of like a friendly competition more than we're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to touch on, obviously, we saw Olympics, the last Olympics, it really kick off, really come out of its shell. How has that affected locally here in Jersey, seeing that on TV, seeing all those people that it actually in the Olympics, and people do people want to do it more from that?
I think it's massive culture change, or not culture change, an awakening to what skateboarding can look like, and that it's worth respecting. It's deserves some respect.
Probably hasn't changed things so much for the skateboarders, but more the
Now,
people on looking and
yeah,
help them to understand
the perception
that
changing.
yeah, perception
Yeah.
change.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
the Olympics is so within skateboarding, you have those who would want to get the gold medal in the Olympics, but you'd also want to have those that get to have a skateboarding session at MAC Bar in Barcelona. And there's a whole scale of sports as we would watch on telly to sport as you would witness in streets and everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see, and it's good to see kind of those levels that you, if you wanted to, you can try and pursue. Final few questions for me today. What's the word? How excited are you for the future of skateboarding in Jersey?
Very. there's so much promise and potential on the cards. We've got budget secured for another facility in town, and if it's on a similar level, I'm pretty sure it won't be the same size as the Canovey facility, but if it's on a similar level in terms of quality, then yeah, it's really exciting.
It's made Jersey real, like already the Canavy's made Jersey a real destination for visiting skateboarders, and if they'll just get on and sort town out as well. And also for the kids that are, especially in schools around town, we know that Canavy School now floods into the skate park after school, but the town kids can't do that, especially now as it's starting to get dark. So they just need somewhere easy to go, and the money's there, and we hope that the government are going to crack on because, we don't know why it's taking so long. I don't personally.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's important, like if we've touched on the mental health side of things, and even the social side of things, to have that place in town, in the heart of Jersey.
And it's been promised for a long time as well. So when they put in the plans for Le Canavé, they put in plans for town at the same time. So there's a lot of kids that are waiting for that, and it's disheartening that year on year it's not appearing. So we just hope that that's going to get moving pretty quickly now.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Final kind of question for me today. Actually, I'll do two questions. Can you summarize skateboarding in three words, both of you? Then you on the spot.
Creative.
I was going to say,
Cultural, damn, we've got one.
yeah.
Lawless.
Individual, collective.
Community.
Yeah. Rad. That's a good one.
Good, good. Finally, obviously, skateboarding and sport, we want people to get involved and to start any new sport. And skateboarding sounds like a fantastic one to get into right now. How much would you encourage it, and why should they start?
I'd encourage it very strongly. Not just because it's a good outlet, but it might be that if someone hasn't found their thing, they could very easily, there's a good chance they'll find it within skateboarding and the surrounding culture.
And then you get it's like a bit of a gift for life. Like I'm so happy that my kids got that interest, because I just see like my 15-year-old started when he was like really got into it when he was 8, and has sustained his interest until now. And I see how it's an amazing way for him to connect with older people, and he connects with my friends now and skates with them. And it's just a lovely like cross-generation thing that can take you through life. And I think it's a really nice thing.
Nah, it sounds amazing, and I think you've really sold it, and it sounds like it's an exciting time, and I really hope that the plans do come together for you guys, because it sounds key for not just the skateboard community but the Jersey community in general. So good luck with everything you're doing.
Thank
Thank you
you.
very much.
Brilliant.
That Phil's running a coaching school. If anyone wants to get into it and feels like they want Phil to help hold their hand,
Yeah.
contact Skateboard Jersey.
Brilliant. Sounds
Thanks
good. Sounds good.
very much.
That was another episode of Sportscast Jersey. Thank you for listening or watching. Another episode is coming soon.